K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I am recording this on Victory Monday, not pertaining to K-State with soccer, by the way, pertaining to me, Eddie Greer, the third host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, football, women's volleyball, and soccer, cross country coming up this weekend, basketball, men's and women's basketball will follow in about less than two months out from that as well. So first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning into this latest episode of this podcast. Make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update content. Y'all will be first to be notified about that. Well, speaking of women's soccer and all that, K-State, obviously I'm recording some Labor Day, September 1st, 2025. Yes, K-State Nation, keep forgetting about that. We are in September. Cannot believe it, man. Just, what, 4 more months away out from the end of the year? Crazy stuff, but still a lot of activities yet to be played out here in 2025 on all things K-State sports, including EG3. Of course, I'll get to that on that side of the podcast tomorrow, which I cannot wait to sound off on. But anyway, sounding off on women's soccer, they stay alive at least on the unbeaten side, but have their first draw of the 2025 season. There, nobody scored in Boston, Massachusetts today as K-State women's soccer kept their act. The road trip to Boston and taking on a Harvard team up there, and more importantly, for the K-State defense, they still have a lot of goal in 2025. They continue their shutout, consecutive minutes and shutouts, minutes with 450 now exactly. So it's been 400, no opponent scored, Harvard didn't even score, and K-State could not take advantage of it today, but their defense held up and shut out Harvard in the soccer game there as well. And this, K-State didn't lose, they draw, so 5 consecutive matches now for the first time in K-State women's soccer history, so they continue to break barriers in that mark there as they continue their unbeaten streak there, and they as they tied Harvard nothing, nil-nil, as the soccer experts call it that there as well. So history is made again in Jordan Field up there in Boston, Massachusetts, as K-State women's soccer took on Harvard early this morning and nobody scored. So there's that. Both things are still intact for K-State women's soccer for head coach Corbin. Your scoreless streak still there on the defensive side, and you still haven't lost. But now you chalk your first tie of the season there. And after this match, Colin Corbin did speak to the small press afterwards, saying, quote, "The staff and I were incredibly happy with how well our team executed the game plan and also how coachable everyone was. This match was the most proud I have been with our team so far this year. We were asking the girls to make adjustments in real time, and they were flexible and intentionally were with applying for information or with applying information. Oh boy. Our overall fitness and athleticism showed today, and we were able to dictate the tempo at a high level for majority of the match there." And then I'm going to continue here. We're going to bounce down to the scoreless streak here, which is, to me, very, very impressive. Very impressive here. Yes, the team's competitive mindset and relentless work rate to keep the ball out of the back of our own goal has been a work in progress since the beginning of the spring, and it's been really fun to watch the team continue to take that great pride in earning shutouts. Our entire back line and our goalkeeper are working incredibly well together, and they continue to do a great job communicating and holding each other accountable in defending moments here as well, and staying on that rock and roll confidence in your goalkeeper. And that we're going to stay on Coach Corbin. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 80 Greer the third. K-State Hartford ends. Tied. Nothing. Nil. In the fifth game of this. Fifth game of the year. Now K-State now. Let me see. I want to get it right. I'll get that in a second. Yes. For some reason, I thought this was the third game of the year. All these postcasts now are starting to mount up here in 2025. But yes, K-State, oh, by the way, before we get to Maddie's sibling, K-State 4-0-1 now in the 2025 season, following the first draw of the campaign, in the first draw under Coach Corbin. Back to Maddie's sibling, which Coach Corbin was talking about. Quote, Maddie is an incredibly talented goalkeeper, and having a goalkeeper of her caliber in net gives the rest of our backline a lot of confidence in the decisions they are making. The shutouts that are being earned have definitely been a group effort, and having her in goal is a huge bonus for us, end quote. And I called this out
at the beginning of the season. I told you so, man. And this is me not even seeing one lick. Now I kept track of her a little bit. Now this is rare because usually I'm more of a football, baseball, track kind of person, but it was able for her a little bit, not too much. Again, Lee Summit product, folks. So when K-State got sibling in the transfer portal, I'm like, ooh, this is given the fact that knowing in the past, Case, even though with K-State, they didn't have great teams and all that, but the defense has been solid through the program. The goalkeeping to me has been solid as well, but this is next level right here. So, sibling through five games, absolutely outstanding. And also, you can give an assist to the defense and the back line for K-State there as well. So let me pull up the box score here as nobody scored. K-State earns their first draw of the year, and more importantly, keeps their scoreless streak and shutout streak alive at the same time there as well. K-State had advantages on shots on goal, on total shots and on goal, 14-9, 8-6 there. Saves, oh, it was busy, really busy for both goals. Both goalkeepers are going to get shutouts here. 8-6 in favor of Harvard, almost said Houston. I mean, the colors are similar. Corner kicks, K-State has had multiple opportunities to put at least a goal in this game. They did not, and that's kudos to the Harvard side as well. 8-4 for corner kicks for K-State, advantage there. All sides, each team had one. This was a physical game right here. Harvard 16, K-State in fouls 14 there as well, and the yellow card belonged to Hartford there in the 66th minute there of that game, as both K-State and Hartford tied up in Boston, as K-State women's soccer team did stay on the road there. And I think this was their third match. Yeah, their third match, and they have one more to go. They have one more to go there as well. But I've been impressed with the defense for this team. I had confidence in this team, despite not even seeing head coach Corbin even coach. So, yeah, man. Now, they don't play till Sunday. And K-State is going to our old Big 12 foe, used to be Big 12 and Big 8 foe, Nebraska on Sunday afternoon to end this stretch. This is impressive. So, we're finding out a lot about this squad and through the first five games of the season and this big road stretch here for K-State. I've been impressed. So, no matter how this ends and the way things are going right now, I like K-State's chances here. Obviously, that might be biased, but so what? Nebraska, right? That is next for K-State, 1 o'clock, and they don't play until Sunday. So, and Sunday's going to be big across the board either way. Sunday's going to be big across the board. You got NFL football kicking off Thursday all the way through Monday. Got that going on. K-State and Army. Can K-State figuring some things out on the football side. Volleyball off to a strong start. Yes, the opponents were lackluster, but still able to get some playing time with the veterans and even some of the young ladies as well over there as well. I want to see what was Harvard's record? Yeah, Harvard still winless, but they do have a draw. Harvard, after today's draw, 0-2-1 on the year. Let me see if I can pull out one more stat here before we close it out. Yeah, Sibley now back to the goalkeeper, Burke State, our goalkeeper. 5 shutouts is now second in program history. And keep this in mind, Maddie Sibley is only a sophomore, folks. So keep that in mind right there as well there as well. Yeah, and this is the month where in the program's past that really struggled. But again, you got a new regime, new head coach in here. The September stats are wacky because of the unsuccess in the past, but no more. But this team has showed a lot of character here, and we'll see if they can finish it off with a victory against Nebraska on Sunday afternoon in the middle of all this football. It's going to get lost because, yeah, I'm going to be paying attention to the Falcons, obviously, on the football side. So, yeah, all that is going to be really interesting here as well. So, and then here we go. We'll end it with this, right? So, yeah, actually, let me go back real quick. There's two things here. 450 minutes. Consecutive minutes of shutouts, that's a new record. 450 consecutive minutes with opponent not scoring. So that's one right there. In K-State, now, only 3 teams, K-State's one of them, not to allow a goal this season in 25 yet. Woo, that's something for your ass right there. And let me see, there was another one I want to say that I wanted to point out. That might have been it right there. Yeah, we'll just leave it pretty much like that there as well. So there you go. I got somewhere I got to go as EG3. Yep, more on my success, my victory, when I sit down and record my EGD pod tomorrow. Obviously, we'll get to Chase Briscoe this week on the EG3 podcast, which is the same feed as the Pro Project podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. Wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, all that jazz there as well. As finally, the weather has cleared out of here in Kansas City, Missouri. The second thing, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 EDID Podcast podcast. Again, that's G-R. IR number 3 EDID Prosperous Podcast. For more content, me and Alex might sit down either tomorrow or Thursday to look back again at the game that nobody probably predicted would go down like it did, North Dakota, and then look ahead towards an intriguing poem, even though we lost in Army, and of course, pass the word along to fellow K-State fans about the Purple Project Podcast. We continue to thank you for your continued support on this K-State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, 80 Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's soccer episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, K-State Harvard ends in a draw, 0-0, and K-State D makes history, 450 consecutive minutes without allowing a goal, and it continues, folks. Right on in this Sunday afternoon. Until then, we'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.